The story of Caedmon, recounted by Bede the Venerable, is a beautiful kind of crystallized example of the gift of God of being able to pray the scriptures, engage in Lectio Divina, which then has the effect of one's experience of the text being transformed into, in the case of Caedmon, song, poetry, which is sung. The gift God gives us in being able to reflect on the biblical text in this way is something which we then bequeath to others. Caedmon's story is a very beautiful one and a kind of a powerful example, both of Lectio Divina as a source of contemplative exegesis, but also of liturgical prayer, of allowing poetry and music to be one's way of reflecting on and bequeathing to future generations what one has received in the biblical text. And as you read this more slowly, you'll find that it's the story of a man who is himself one of the very first of the English poets. His story is that he was settled in secular life. He was living a secular life for a long time until he was well advanced in age, and there's this beautiful, almost poignant phrase, he had learned no songs. Now, in Caedmon's culture, in Northumbrian culture, this meant that he was a kind of a non-person. He was almost subhuman because everybody knew the songs of their own family, of their own culture. When you gathered together at meals, you were expected to recite the poetry or sing the chants of your particular family, of the group to which you belonged, the clan which was yours, and this was a way of describing who you were. But Caedmon could not sing. He learned no songs. It's as if he had no real personal identity. And so the story describes that when at festal meals the harp would come towards him, he would get up and leave. And so one night when he was taking care of the beasts, and this is beautifully symbolic, he's taking care of beasts who do not themselves have the gift of speech. While resting at night, he hears a voice calling to him, "Caedmon, sing to me, sing something for me." It's as if this is touching the deepest, most painful part of himself, the place of deepest shame. He says, "I don't know how to sing. That's the reason I left. I can't sing." And the voice says to him, "But you shall sing to me." "What should I sing?" "Sing," the voice says, "of the beginning of all creatures. Remember that in Origen and Evagrius and Cassian, there is this sense that the mystical interpretation of the text is also the level of the physici, the beholding of God in creation, the beholding of God beyond the ordinary, and suddenly the man who is taking care of the beasts, the creatures, is now singing of creation, the beginning of creatures. His own ordinary task is by a kind of divine infusion, by a divine gift, now the basis for singing of the mystery inherent within creation itself. And so he begins to sing in praise of God, this beautiful and almost one of the first of English poems. "We praise the maker of the kingdom, the power of his creator, the acts of his glory, how he, God eternal, is the first of the children of men, and thereafter he creates the earth." And then Bede says, well, this is what he sang, but not exactly this, because it's very hard to render a poem in any other language. Bede is translating it into Latin out of Old English. And then as he goes on to tell the story, he says that on awakening from sleep, this was a vision granted in sleep, it was a dream. He remembered it, and he began to add more songs. And then he told the local superior, the local town sheriff, about this. And then, since this is a spiritual gift he received, he was then brought before the Abbess Hilda, the great spiritual authority of his day, abbess of the Abbey of Whitby, this double monastery. She is the local spiritual master, the local spiritual authority, and commanded to tell her about this dream so that they could judge on its origin. Now, this is peril. The question naturally arises, does this gift come from God, or is it a delusion of the devil? So Caedmon is now going to be examined, and he's examined by learned men to tell the dream and repeat the song. So they thought, well, perhaps this is a gift of heavenly grace. So they then give him a verse of the scriptures. Well, okay, can you do a kind of poetic, allegorical exegesis of this text? Or they give him a passage of scriptural history or doctrine Christian teaching, can you make this into verse or song? This ask of the man who previously couldn't sing, he promised to do it, and on the next day he came back with excellent verses. So the abbess, Hilda, advises him, join the monastery, take up this life, and then this can be your work. So he becomes the one who takes the whole course of sacred history and this is a beautiful phrase, storing in his memory all he had learned, ruminating on it like one of the clean beasts, he transforms it into sweet song. And by melodiously singing it, he turns his instructors into hearers. Caedmon is an icon, an image, both of Lectio Divina and allegorical exegesis. He hears the word of the scriptures or even the Christian doctrine. He ruminates on it, holds it in his heart, and God, by his power, enables this to become the gift of song, the gift of poetry. And he sings of the creation of the world, of the stories of Genesis, of Exodus, of all the Holy Scriptures, the incarnation of the Lord, and then biblical doctrines, the doctrines of judgment, of the sweetness of heaven and the pains of hell. So Caedmon becomes a kind of an archetype or an image of the ordinary person who has no gift, but who by God's power, who in virtue of his response to God's call is enabled to transform all that he hears, all that he experiences into the biblical text, into this spiritual, mystical, allegorical, symbolic song which becomes part of his inheritance that he passed on. Caedmon is an icon or an image of every Christian who seeks to do this mystical, contemplative interpretation of the biblical text, and then who bequeaths it as a kind of gift. This is what I experienced in the text. You can read of this if you wish and be edified by it. Caedmon is the example of the one who does this in the medium of poetry and song.